Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yeah. None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J-Love, and with me as always is Star Saxon. We're just shaking our heads right now. It's the world we live in today. We got a cool show lined up for you. We got a special guest, a gentleman by the name of Doc Strange. So going to be bringing you a conversation with him. So that's what we go. We're gonna get right into it with some of this stuff, and then come back with the conversation. It's a 2-part conversation with Doc Strange, and then we'll get into some last words and everything for this Microphone Master. So we're gonna get into Brother Ali. Say amen. We have Balance, James Brown, and Vince Staples, War Ready. Some of these folks out here with this Trump and feeling emboldened by Trump, they feel they war ready. But Brother Ali, say amen. Balance, James Brown, and Vince Staples, War Ready. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Rumble the earth. I dump my paintbrush up in a bucket of words. Ain't nothing interrupting the urge. Might cut your words. That unguarded love when it hurt. Try to hold it in and my muscles will burst. Do an incredible hole through my shirt. A verse make an old lady jump up in church. Pass a plate around pulling bucks out of purse. Foremost and first, my hunger and thirst. It's not for no bloodstained paper, but my love to be heard. Reap what I sowed in the earth. Now watch what emerge. Got a soul that's disturbed, leaning on the very last nerve of you scary ass herbs, fake thugs and arrogant nerds. No, you were no homeowner, old grown, unsigned, chump mud behind on your car loan. You got looking down on me. I got a mirror on the floor, try to find Ali. And dress fly leave, but so afraid to soar. You all dressed up and got no place to go. So play the role, there's no hope for living. More like go broke pretending. Your whole image is imagined. I manage low expectations, high standards. Hip hop is the legacy of the jazz kings. Kick rocks, I'm one of the last standing. Last thing I do is overstate the obvious. Mainstream poppiness, underground sloppiness, dumbed down thuggery, hunger consciousness, revolution for sale, greedy communists. Seinfeld rap, you show about nothing. Poetry played, it's all about production. Trying to get placements, play like you're famous. Ain't added greatness to nary a playlist. Take this, take offense. If it don't apply, let it fly. Say amen. Up on your posturing imposters. I don't give a damn if you're starving or copping Oscars. Out here grinding the floors in your ivory towers. I don't give a shit about your pants and how you rock. I ain't bitter, a backpack.
lack of a conscience. This one shot of out my ear with that nonsense. From the office of Ali and Jake and them, if you feel me, raise a hand, say amen.
Woke up in the morning, feeling like the man,
yeah.
Balance on the track, feel like a plan. Got bitches out in London, some in Japan. Willie B got slaps, he a one-man band. I be in the back of the club, new J's. Two thick bitches, all in the day. Smoking good purple, fitted like the maze. First place, nigga, gotta stay paid. Independent grind, blow like grenades. C4 flow, hard white, no beige. Lazy flow, ho, mind in the maze. Pimp game ill, all skill, no fade. Lil B got him, young nigga spot him. Put him in the line, red dot him. Picture perfect photo, girl wanna lick. Ice so wet, made the bitch seasick.
Hair did,
fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown.
Hair did,
fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown,
yeah.
James Brown,
yeah.
James Brown,
yeah.
James Brown. Wearing every chain, even in the house. I ain't after fame coming in your mouth. Heard it round town like I'm in the south. Freshest shit around, so we dumbing out. Looking for a new bitch all day. Bay swag, all yay. Backseat, full play. They love a nigga swag, but I'm all gray. Many thoughts of suicide, getting high. Suicide doze, nigga swinging by. 580, sideshow. That ain't my main chick, that's my side hoe. And besides hoe, I be grinding. Manny Fresh, big timing. Front seat, stay rhyming. Put the heat up, nigga stay shining.
Hair did,
fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown,
James
Brown, James Brown,
James
Brown.
Hair did,
fit too. Feeling like the man when I
came through.
James Brown,
James
Brown, James Brown,
James
Brown, James Brown, James Brown.
Channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. Guard with the signal clear as day.
Put my Glock away. I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war.
Put my Glock away. I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war. Okay.
Put my Glock away. I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war. Okay.
More ready. War ready. War ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready. You boys lost already. War ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready. You boys lost already.
My bitch look like Mona Lisa. Hammers busting like a soda in the freezer. Thinking heading to a beach and need a breather from the tripping. Either dad and my brains to the ceiling. Bite the bullet, tryna fight the feeling. Fuck around and pull it, push it to the limit. Anything to a G, life give you limits, nigga hang from the tree. Cold game, all came in a dream. Woke up feeling like the walls caved in. Fought to the death, never gave in. Write that on the grave that I get laid in. Heaven, hell, free jail, same shit. County jail, bus, slave ship, same shit. Wise man once said that a black man better off dead, so I'm war ready.
War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, you boys lost already. War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, you boys lost already.
Learned the power of words when we was younger. Saying fuck the sound in the curb, can make them hunt you. Turn the African into the nigga, then they hung him. Said it earlier in the verse, sometimes I wonder who the activist and who the devil's advocate. But do it matter shit, they only fucking with the rap if the rapper rich. I got a platinum hit, chain of tools, seen the music interchangeable. Rage a bull, what you headed for? Heaven door try to warn him with demise and all he seems crows. Feel for him, words, we kill for him. Lead a bitch into the birds, we still won. Born ready, boys lost already. All in to the Lord, get it.
Put my rock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I have Doc Strange with me, and Doc Strange will say, yo, Jay, it's strange that technology has prevented us from hooking up so many times, man. It's good to chop it up with you, man. How you doing?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, it's good to finally be here. I'm doing well. Just touched down from Texas. I'm back in Colorado, smoking some Colorado Kush, so it feels good to be back, man.
Okay, so we gonna get into music because obviously, being on Microphone Masters, that means you are a musician and artist and all those good things. But how long have you been in the state of Colorado?
I've been here for 2 years, man. I kind of came out here chasing the legal weed thing. And
so that's where I'm gonna stop you. That's where I'm gonna stop you. So what is it like? So when you, because I know you are a Texas native. So going from Texas to the state of Colorado, what are some of the things that you had to transition to? And of course, being the fact that the state of Colorado is so liberal, some of the benefits of being in that state. So what are some of the things that you had to deal with from moving from the state of Texas to Colorado, and then also being able to be in a state that is kind of advancing the way in which it looks at, you know, marijuana. So talk about that, man.
Shit, man, it was kind of like trial by fire, really. I had been out here a few times prior to actually moving out here full time. My folks moved out here like 5-6 years to the western side of the state. So I've been out here on like holidays and things like that. And my old man's kind of been in the industry for a long time. He's kind of on and off. He's been a hobby of his. So I kind of had a background with that growing up. And, you know, I'd reached a point where I was there in Texas, and, you know, I felt like I peaked as far as I could in the town that I was in musically. And I was, you know, ready to make a leap somewhere, needed to get out here and get some things popping. And, you know, this was the right move. So I packed up. I actually was like homeless for like 2 months before that. I was kind of sleeping, couch surfing, sleeping on floors, getting my shit together. And I'd spent the whole year working on tracks, working on records, getting the content built up, and loaded up all my recording equipment, loaded up all my stuff, and drove straight out to western Colorado. If you're not familiar with that, it's a lot more rural, a lot less like highway. There's not a lot of urban areas or anything like that. First experience in driving in snow was like an 8-hour blizzard. I hit east of Albuquerque, and it was terrifying, man. I thought I was gonna die several times during that experience. I almost got knocked off the road by a FedEx truck. I mean, yeah, my balls were in my stomach the entire time. It was like an eight hour just bananas through the snow, east of Albuquerque all the way to western Colorado. And of course I got there and passed, you know, I hit a fucking fat split and passed out. And you know, that area is a lot different than where I'm at right now. I'm in Denver, and it's a lot more urban. It definitely doesn't have the same flavor that Houston does. You know, most of the places I inhabited in Texas, I tried to kind of stay away from the old party, so to speak. I really kind of had a diverse upbringing and kind of put myself in those sort of situations, period. So a lot of people around me, even though conservatism, I guess, has a little bit more of a mainstay there in Texas, the people around me were a little bit more liberal-minded, so it wasn't like so much of a culture shock that way. But, it's nice out here. You know, I can push forward. I got my biz partner out here for my marketing company, and we're trying to kind of break into the cannabis industry in that direction. That's kind of one of my side hustles. What helps fuel the music stuff, put the money into it, and really, you know, get things popping. So you
have touched on a lot of different things that I'm going to touch on myself. For one, because I'm out here in the wonderful state of Arizona, so Phoenix, Arizona. So you got to come out here and visit your boy again, because one of the things that if we're pulling the curtain back a little bit, sometimes, and you can attest to this as an artist, and you know, and I'm an artist as well, but sometimes it's you know, it's a little bit of a challenge to try to get to the point where you're trying to reach those masses. And so I appreciate your perseverance. But you mentioned a couple different things. One, taking a leap to kind of like step out and go to a different area. How difficult is that in terms of your personal life, but also in terms of musically as well? Maybe in the state of Texas, where you have, no matter how large the pool is that you know of folks that admire or like what you do, when you leave that comfort zone, you know, you got to kind of start from scratch. You got to press the reset button. So how difficult has that been? And talk about taking that leap of faith to move to a different area.
Yeah, man. I mean, it really, the difference here in music, it's been more of a creation process up here. I've really just got into Denver, so I'm kind of hitting the scene out here and getting stuff involved with live acts and kind of getting out and musically stretching my wings. But I'm still heavily based back in Houston. My studio's back in Houston. My whole team's back in Houston. I'm down there every other week. I just flew back in from Houston. We had a new guy there in the studio the other day, and I had to go down for a quick 24 to handle some problems. Got me some sliced brisket and flip back up here. but yeah, man, the leap of faith thing, I think, I don't know, it's a necessary part of just being a human. I think every human being comes to that sort of that crisis of faith with something, and they reach a point in their life where what's logical in their plans doesn't always, you know, it's not right there in front of them. They have to take that sort of step, that sort of jump, to get to the next direction. And getting out here, one, we've used it a lot for a lot of our videos, so I really like the aesthetic. I'm big into the mountains and the nature type vibe, and just kind of making that translate.
Interrupt you for a second. I really like the visuals that you've done for this cult project. I really like the visuals that you've done. I think it's a good representation of the sound and all that stuff. But go ahead, man.
Oh shit, man! I appreciate that, because that's what I'm trying to drive for, is that cinematic feel and to translate that into the visuals and give you that full package effect. And you know, my business partner and I, working on the videos, that's definitely always the goal with everything we do, be it our stuff or somebody else's stuff. That was the moment that my life really changed. I mean, we had definitely, we were down in Houston. We were already working in Houston, working with other artists and stuff. But, another artist that was there in town with G.T. Marley and I, we had both kind of reached what we felt like was the ceiling in the small town that we had kind of started getting our chops in. And, I had a decision to go down to Houston and just stick full time or figure some way to still be in Houston and get up here and you know, use some of my other talents and get involved in the industry that's really popping. And I mean, it's no secret, it takes a lot of money to do the music thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is hours and hours and hours without pay. You know, you're prepping content. We spent 2-3 years getting content ready, and there weren't paychecks coming in for that. This is just out of love, you know. We're working on projects, just trying to get something out that's hot. So, I mean, coming up here really helped solidify kind of the business end of things. And, we had a really good year on the videos last year. We kind of balled out on equipment and had a generally good year. We were able to move into a newer, nicer studio there in Houston with my original engineer, Pat. And I've kind of just been living this, like, two places at once lifestyle since we got the studio up and running summer 2016, beginning of last year, or beginning of May last year. So we
was the one and only Doc Strange. So talking a lot of different things that you've touched upon. So one of the things that I want to touch upon is when you being an artist in funding your dream and being the one that believes in what you do the most, you know, this past weekend we had Chance the Rapper when you've heard you've been inundated with the whole Chance has done so many great things in terms of as an independent artist. What are your thoughts of an artist like Chance, and do you use some of the things that he's done as a blueprint? Because what he's done is a lot of giving stuff away for free, but having some on the back end, some grand design to be able to capitalize on that popularity in a different way, to be able to monetize that. So can you talk about, you know, some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's no secret that the money isn't really coming from the music these days. I mean, you look at where Jay-Z moved and the management. He's looking for more live venue stuff. I'm sure management also includes sponsorship deals, product placement sort of thing. I mean, that's a broad spectrum. Those aren't by any means independent artists. Getting back to Chance.
Check, yeah. From the streets where the money's a guard. Niggas will pull your card, trying to take your life, save it, they end up behind bars. For where the biggest stars ain't really nothing at all. Only gassed up, matter who matter to none of y'all. But back to the starry bar, around here is wicked. The vast life be giving you mad trife and bitches. No matter how you get it, you got to live in no limit. Cause you will never know, niggas be sending bullets every minute. From where the bass says, be in the building lobby. Breaking down the dope for dope, the coke they cook for hobby. They overdose, they plenty more liquor inside their body. The dead bodies parked in Prospect, probably with somebody child who really had a chance to be somebody. But because of a shoddy, he is now without the love and protection from a mother's connection. Lethal is understating what I call a ghetto weapon. The day is still after we exit the womb. I'm watching where I'm stepping, plus you never see me move. My time is money, I've been doing this for 3 jewels. I kept that hot like July, true eye, created room. I'm mentally on the move, so how could I be spotted? No Dalmatian, my dogs is all silent. Stop it, cause you novice. This my throne, with the is on my television to you in song. Like, they say where you stay is where your heart lies. But where we from is divided like it's apartheid. Another skywalker hailing from the dark side. Where sparks fly, my nigga, we call that car side. They say where you stay is where your heart lies. But where we from is divided like it's apartheid. Another skywalker hailing from the dark side. Where sparks fly, my nigga, we call the streets where the struggle is regular, but everybody icy. But every camo ain't babe, so therefore you're not like me. This make them want to fight me, I guess you're mad. So I'll tie your head in the bag till I guess you're glad. You'll suffocate from the fact that I am what they would fear. A rendition of what amazing is in your atmosphere. Because these sucking niggas love to hate, they love to fake. Always in front your face, talking about they fuck with the wave. For where the baddest chicks let you touch it with no panties. But you gotta make the drop, then fly you out to Miami. So free the max, be wrap up, then go and get it. But they'll be dozing off, she'll rob you and then she dip it. She work for some next nigga, who stay with the checks nigga. But later on got me burst by niggas with texts with them. Shit is a never ending cycle like sight. You either play a ball or tryna live it through mics. Or dealing with some shit that will cost you a higher price. Like risking your dignity or a chance at losing life. But this your choice, your decision for everything. So I'ma stand with my vows like a wedding ring. I'm married to the money, she misses nice watch. I know you want what I have, but this ain't wife swap. This is 100% real, so no, you might not be able to understand how this life got. They say where you stay is where your heart lies. But where we from is divided like it's apartheid. Another skywalker hailing from the dark side. Where sparks fly, my nigga, we call it car side. They say where you stay is where your heart lies. But where we from is divided like it's apartheid. Another skywalker hailing from the dark side. Where sparks fly, my nigga, we call it apartheid. They say that success is the greatest type of revenge. I'm addicted to winning, so you know I'm on the bench. So I keep my soul in check, like Nike gave me the check. What's next? Only up, I'm never gonna descend. I know they understand what I'm getting at. It's time to grow from the land, but you still ain't hatched. We know you food, we know you lack. The only two that keep yourself from power and will, so you won't do nothing without your conscience. Fuck the radio nonsense. The music can be psychological or underlined with violence over some violence. Simple melodies impacting every neighborhood brother who doesn't see the game that is quick to destroy identity. They betray us with our beauty as if we are the beast. It's sad to see another black man deceased. We kill our own race the most like a black disease. So I stay at ease when I write these songs. Instead of me being a hot boy taking a life we don't even know or understand the consequences at hand. Cause soon enough you'll find yourself deep in quicksand. Immobile with the mental state, the mind of a killer. You got the heart of a lion, but you a soulless nigga.
To the ancient cultures of Iraq and Greece, they were symbols of wealth, royalty, and the divine.
Yeah. Pondering perfection, persuasive, flow show furniture. Behind the glass window sat the gold vases. Fetty language. Fuck out of here with the fake dapping.
Behind my back, I heard niggas was hating. Spaceship skating, riding dirty. You with them loud mouths, I'm all about serving with the silent nerdy. Chain chemistry. I go to the Mac mics and Mac 12 twats with Mac Ministry. Mac 11, your rest immaculate. Google map it out from a MacBook and perform immaculate deceptions. Appear threatening, the fear crepping. It's the overboard overlord. No fake niggas allowed around me while I'm shepping. Showering in champagne. The shower posse shot the waka flock of flame from the first gold chain. Legend of most, but what the fuck is a team spirit without a Kurt Cobain? I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop even when the millions is net. I still be here to serve my issues and show and prove my infinite potential. Suckers are sacrificial. We laughing at you, we not laughing with you. P.A. Medallions is rap official. I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop, nigga. Pondering perfection, persuasive. Flow show furniture. Behind the glass windows at the gold vases. On the other side of earth, be at the coldest places. I liven up jams and scram. I'm a boss like Jeff Cerulli, the brother of Dante Cerulli. Rocking black rubies, teachers of Tahuti jewelry. Killer murder intro, baking soda, Yola mental. Assault the driver trying to tow the rental. Nightlife, eye on my shooters. My lines of Judah got the line on maneuvers with the mind of computers. Never see me coming with my ventures. I keep the pilgrims in front to gain your interest. Then you find out what my grind about. I stay flying out like a cell phone, you dying out. Catch me at the next festival, reputable, second to O. Connecting all my X's and O's. Yo, I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop even when the millions is net. I still be here to serve my issues and show and prove my infinite potential. Suckers are sacrificial. We laughing at you, we not laughing with you. P.A. Medallions is rap official. I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop, nigga.
Offense. Fill up with the dolls up, caution. Hating on a nigga, but the bras love it all the time. You know what I ain't about. Anything, anybody that'll slow it up. Come on. I'll be on that ASAP. Get the dough, hit the club, pass the drink, and roll it up. Right bands and a Rolex. Sprinting to the money, but it's no sweat. No sweat. Rap niggas, I don't see no threat. When I say $1, talking see no, yeah. She in love, cause it's organized. Dealership, I ain't got it, I'ma have to order mine. Ain't done, cause it's mortifying. Money stay on my mind. Yeah, my nigga, I'll be getting to it. Getting to it, getting to it. My nigga, I'll be getting to it. Getting to it, getting to it. Right, my nigga, I be getting to this money. Getting to this cash. My nigga, I be getting to it. Getting to it, getting to it.
Hey, from the Bay to LA to the San Diego. Shrippin' chicken fettuccine, saucy Alfredo. Yeah, I look good going every damn day. Go. Cheddar cheese on my grind, I ain't talking Play-Doh. Highly respected, well connected, yeah, streets love me. Fucking with Clyde for show you ride, getting to this money. Fool just ate, call it staying hungry. On him, I'll tell me, boy, I'm getting money. Razor sharp line, fresh tipper, yeah. Clear lens, all that wooden gold on them Cartiers. Balenciagas on my feet, barely 700. White gold chain, 40 carats bouncing off my sternum. From the 10 nigga Deuce Wall, nigga. Recipes, little TD folks in the name of rank. Hustle in the trap and then they let it rap it. Only the best, I'll sell it to you.
My nigga, I'll be getting to it. Getting to it, getting to it. My nigga, I'll be getting to it. Getting to it, getting to it. My nigga, I be getting to this money. Getting to this kind. My nigga, I be getting to it.
I looked at the Billboard, I think top 20 hits on the year, and he was the only one up there that had his name next to his name. They had their label names next to him at the, you know, artist name and label name, and it said Chance the Rapper, Chance the Rapper. And yeah. Number one, that's incredible. The fact that he just took home, I think, what was it, nominated for seven or something like that?
I think he took down three, but regardless of whatever, even if he took down one, that still is significant in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. And honestly, I come from a region where independent artists kind of always had a mainstay. I mean, Houston, Houston came up outside of the mainstream, and you look at something like DJ Screw that apparently sold a million records out of his apartment in the 90s, you know, a million tapes out of his apartment unit for you know, X amount of dollars, but still, those are numbers, and that whole kind of spirit exists down there, so I'm all for it. You know, if you're going to sign a major deal or you're going to go that direction, it needs to be in the best interest of both parties. And, you know, I see a lot of 360 deals getting thrown around, and it really kind of depends on your exposure and platform. I mean, it's, you know, what that black and white really looks like. If they're taking away all your ability to bring in other revenues, shows or merch or something like that, you know, I mean, that's what Chance has done is kind of shown people, I guess, how to do it on their own in the new age, in the new generation, using media and kind of a really positive approach. I mean, it's not what Chance is doing. I feel like is bigger than him. I mean, he's kind of saddled on a positive message that absolutely needs to be heard. And he's got the youth, man. I mean, he really does. He's got their ear. They're listening. So
let me stop you there. So for one, yeah, I love this conversation, and so I want to have you definitely back on Microphone Masters on here on DubCNN.com with Doc Strange. But let me ask you this. So when you are talk about in terms of the plan or the you're looking at your competition and how you game plan to be able to set yourself apart, Doc Strange, from other folks who are, you know, maybe talented, but maybe not as talented as you, or maybe just as talented as you. But what, how do you go about with your team to set yourself apart from your contemporaries?
I mean, that's from the ground up, really. We have a really integrated team approach. I've been in a room listening to records with Pat for almost three years straight. You know, Pat's my engineer. And that's who I originally moved down to Houston with. And then as far as artists on the roster, you know, we've been working and growing, just each individual growing their own sound, and beyond that, pushing each other to a new boundary. So, you know, we're in the room sometimes when we're making our hottest shit. And, you know, somebody sitting there listening to that, it's like, all right, I'm going to have to come in and do something, you know, do something a little different, do something a little hotter, at least approach it in a way that is fresh. And you know, we've kind of taken that sort of team approach to the creativity and the drive, and really taken it to a new level. Everybody in the team's been leveling up, and you know, I kind of had this project kicking for a few years. I mean, I backburnered it while I was working on a lot of group work, and I knew it was going to be different. It was more of a therapy session, to be real. I mean, the project itself was kind of a capsule of a period of my life that wasn't so positive. And a lot of these songs are really kind of an outlet. These records were outlets for me to get that out, and that's how the project came to be. It wasn't like intent for some sort of I don't know. I didn't make a single record on there to throw on the radio or anything like that. To be honest, it was really just telling a story that I felt like needed to get out, and in the production and stuff and in the sound. I mean, I kind of taking a psychedelic approach, really pulling together a lot of influences that were with me at the time and that, you know, I kind of grew up with, and try to come with something fresh, and then package that all in a way where, you know, it's obvious that it's fresh. It looks different. It's new. You know, it's unique, and I'm for a lot of people, it's a little too left field. You know, it's definitely strange. It is what it is. But I mean, I'm just kind of being honest with what I'm putting out there. You know, I am the individual I put out, and I want my music to reflect that. And it's, you know, it's going to be weird. It's going to be eclectic. That's really who I am. And it's going to have a lot of weed reference, honestly. You know, that's my back burner, and I plan on keeping those things together. You know, people think of Wiz Khalifa, that, you know, they think of Raw Cones, Paper Planes, things like that. Snoop Dogg, Blunts. You know, I want, when people think of me, I want them to think of Wax, you know, Concentrates, Shatter. That's definitely the weed association that I'm looking for, and that's, you know, that's kind of the sector of cannabis that I'm in, really. So
so we with Doc Strange here on Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So you mentioned a couple different things. You mentioned in terms of your interest, your business acumen, when it comes to in the world of cannabis. And then also talking about, you know, in terms of dealing with, you know, with your producer and or your engineer and the ears and all those things. So how do you separate the two? How do you balance the two in terms of, because Doc, you and I know that when it comes to, if there was anything that you can count on or bank on, it would be the cannabis side of things, just because we know that there is a high level of interest on that side. So how do you balance that with your love of music and trying to make sure you're reaching as many ears as you can?
I just keep it real. I'm one human being, you know. I'm not looking to rap forever. I'm looking to, this is all passion for me. I never really approached the music for myself, for my individual content, for the art that I create, as a way to really to make me rich. You know, I never went into it doing that. I made these records because I wanted to make a piece of art, the visuals and the package together. It's really a more of an authentic sort of art approach. And I mean, I know the bread's going to come in on the cannabis side. I know that it's there, and it's only getting bigger. You know, it's not getting any littler, or it's not getting any smaller. Excuse me. You look at investor dollars; they're up. You look at legalization. Actually, Houston just had a landmark ruling.
Right.
Decriminalized. You can have up to 4 ounces now on person, and not even get a citation. You have to take some sort of a class, like some sort of decision-making class or something. That's huge. That is colossal in Texas. Houston just became the most progressive weed city in the entire state of Texas. So right. I feel blessed to be there, honestly, because Austin's getting a little too crowded, and I, you know, to be real, and there's more music popping in Houston. I mean, it's just where a lot more of my people are at. So I like being there.
Go ahead.
I think the two can coexist together. I look at somebody like Burner, for instance, out in the Bay. And he's eating, man. He's absolutely eating. And he signed the Taylor Gang. And, I mean, he's really kind of living the best of both worlds. Now, Wiz really created a monster when he signed the Taylor Gang, because he's huge in the cannabis community. His strains are hitting. I mean, people talk about him. You hear him in 16 after 16, bar after bar. I mean, and even if you don't know that he's, you know, kind of the man, at least the front man behind the group that's behind all those strains, it's still coming back to him. That's marketing, you know what I mean? So, I see the two coexisting very peacefully, you know, and I don't know how many studio sessions have sat in or anything like that, but, I mean, at some point, somebody's going to fire something up, roll something up. I mean, it's bound to happen almost in all musical environments. So maybe it's the church group or something like that. But even then, I've seen some things get fired up. So, you know.
That's what's up. So we're dealing with Doc Strange, and you know you have my cell phone number. So we're going to definitely keep in touch and everything. But so last words. So one of the things that with your project Cult has been kind of described as progressive. Would you agree with that, or would you disagree with that? Why or why not? Tell folks why they should check it out.
Absolutely, man. It is progressive. It's forward. I'm really kind of experimenting with some sounds on there, trying to push the envelope. You know, I have more melodic cadences and stuff than I've had in the past, and I wanted to. It's an emotional project. It was kind of during a dark and emotional period of my life, and it's a really accurate representation, I feel like, of what, you know, maybe diving off into the game would be. You know, it's not necessarily all roses, cupcakes, and sprinkles and shit. You know, I wanted it to be a little more gritty, a little realer. You know, it's not necessarily one you're gonna want to bang over and over again, but it's like a good Scorsese movie or something like that. You know, it's quick. It's quick. It's to the point, and it's gonna make you feel some type of way. You know, you're definitely gonna catch some sort of vibe off of it. It's raw. So.
I like that. So again, behind the curtain, it took us a little bit of time to hook up, but I am very glad that we had the chance to link up. So we with the one and only Doc Strange. So we're going to get into some joints, and of course we're going to get into a couple of Doc Strange joints. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I know there's a lot of hoes. And being that I know there's a lot of hoes, I get asked a lot of times, Drez, what's it with you and all those hoes? Well, check it. Let me put you down, up on a riddle. I'm the type of brother that is swinging with a fiddle. Out to get a lot because I never like a little, which is why I ban a dip that claims she's in the middle. Met a honey riding on the trolley. Looking kind of dopey, said that I could call her Molly. Said she had a lover that went by the name of Polly. As she kicked it, I thought that I should dolly. She said, Polly want a cracker, but the dip is not desired. Cracker got a honey, though she's about to be fired. He wants to get Anna, better yet, he wants to bone her. Anna's got a man, though, and I don't think he will own her. I said, honey, honey, I said it slow. Coming is my stop, and I really have to go. Not to cut you short or to interrupt your flow, but, what's up with the mojo? What's up with the mojo? She gave a big grin. I knew that she was with it. We stepped off and we Nike'd. We just did it. Boots were kind of fly. Yeah, I like the way they fitted. Honey was the woman, and to her I did admit it. Lathered up the nuts and I changed my shoes. Took off the browns and put on the blues. Sweetie, I'm the paper, call the Daily News. And today's headline reads, here you can't snooze. After she was dressed, we both broke out. Said she had to go and see her brother with clout. She said, I'm hungry, hungry no doubt. Let me get a hot dog with extra sauerkraut. She stepped to the left, I stepped hard to the right. Can you spare a quarter, yo, black or fly kite? Gave a little bark, but he wouldn't dare bite, for that would be the end of his night. Walking city streets, wonder who I'll see. There goes Mr. Long and my man Pee-wee. Look upon their faces, coincides with glee. What's up, Drez? Yo, what's up, D? What's up with the skin? Said I just got deep. Did it cost a lot? Nah, the boots were cheap. Costed me some time and a little bit of sleep. A fresh Jimmy hat and some kosher meat. Guess I got their goose, to their toes they rose. My man Pee-wee broke out, but Long stood in a pose. Looking at some kids going by in afros, then pulled out a book entitled Hoes I Know. Listen, Mr. Long.
What's up?
Being that a brother such as yourself knows so many hoes, won't you tell me? What's your particular favorite hoe?
Well, I like sexual chocolate hoes, milky hoes, Goya hoes, pork fried rice hoes, red dot special hoes, and my favorite, Triple H.
Love a black sheep hoe, cause she's down to swing. Goya hoes are fly, but they wear anything. Triple H is silky, but it seems to me that a milky hoe believes she's invented.
Punani.
Similac hoes bring an instant erection, and red dot special hoes hold the fly complexion. Sexual chocolate hoes are like a game of bridge, and pork fried hoes don't even speak the language. All in all, I love them when the time is right. Only hoe I hate is hoe a la strobe light. Then again, I know when it's late at night, I never say never, cause I know I just know. Certain kind of heads that my dip can't see. Baby Chris Potts, Red Tip, and Big Ali. Africa Long, soon a kid named Chi. How do my hoes look? Just call me Chilzy. Honeys hear that word and they say Van Dam. Not to cause offense, even though I know I am. Take it in stride, you survive the son of Sam. It's a black sheep thing. Who gives a fuck if you don't understand?
Sexual chocolate hoes.
You know about sexual chocolate?
I know about sexual chocolate. I know
milky.
Milky.
Do you know about pork fried rice hoes?
Oh, damn. Give me some.
All fucking Goya hoes. You heard about them red dot special hoes.
Red, what the fuck is that, boy?
You seen the dot. I seen the dot. I seen it a lot.
My style, check me out. What's worse, a curse from early birth, or a thirst to curse and be perverse on every verse? From the corner of the earth, in person it's Dirk Bird. Hear me chirp while I'm searching to spurt out the worst word when it's suitable. I'm lyrically beautiful, so unusual that everything that come out my mouth is just unexcusable. Fingers did the track, eat a giant fucking cuticle that's flipping you to birdie, so I'm aiming for your booty hole. I'm spitting pearly straight from the testicle that's reserving liquid versions of dirty that shoot out of me when I'm squirty. This is logic though, but spitting ain't optional. Digger gotta flow, birdie gotta blow for the folk that think it's impossible. I catch a pocket slow for narcotic chronic or purple dro. Hit it till I choke, then exhale and make circles with the smoke. A jerk and swap me clothes on a search for non-deep hoes. And I don't mean personality, I'm talking about your sugar bowl.
Please believe I'm everything you heard and ever seen.
Yo.
23 degrees.
Motherfuckers look how deep in the frame.
Yo. We could see another bird and never be.
No.
Yo. Do we believe?
Yeah.
us a cap for the side of the country that start crap. Where we're gangsta popping strapped to the sound of a zap clap. Where it's bound to be a scrap at the party I rap at. Ain't nobody in my town that ain't probably gon' blast back. Fat smack, I'm talking on any track and that's that. I'm the cat that everybody described as fat black. I'm a quack, still slinging $5 sacks and plastic packs to inner city max and sneaky twistable rats. Here's a snack for anybody starving for the non-whack. I'm Birdie, but anybody that heard of me call me Zach. Cause I'm exactly what's finna be the haps with a few raps. Rearrange mental frames without busting a huge strap.
Streets to know when I flow, how I go.
Yep. When all the bad bitches be jumping on my jock. Well, hearing this sometime make you gaze at the time clock. And have to just accept it's my time, it's the will of God.
Please believe I'm everything you heard and never seen. Yep. 23 degrees.
Motherfucker, so cold, he's been afraid.
We could see another dirty bird in every leaf. And we believe.
Come on.
This is what you should do.
Tell anybody you think of listen to buy this and pay attention.
Ooh. Twist, take a hit or two.
Choking till your lungs is wide open and you understand what was spoke. Don't fight it, matter of fact, you're invited to watch me write it. Watch me scribe it via satellite live. Plus I'll recite it right in front of your eyes. Then you can purchase all the rhymes that you watch me write. Hear me spit them on something tight. Got me rocking the mic on a DVD in your ride. Cause somebody downloaded, burned it and slung it for a dime. Pay attention to everything that I say, I'm in my prime. And if it's internet crime to get me cracking, fuck it, it's fine.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Slang a drug, make a couple of bucks and bounce back. Mic gon' leave you stuck off one track. Independent, make a couple of mil off my first sack.
Please believe I'm everything you heard and never seen. 23 degrees.
Motherfucker, so cold, he's been afraid, yo.
We could see another dirty bird and never be.
Was the brightest
Goliath,
crushing on comets and keeping stars in alignment.
Try it.
Yeah, I maintain the Milky Way. I'm sorta like the janitor. I keep it clean up here. Somebody gotta do it. This music is my universe. These niggas tried to ruin her. Black and blue in her. You protected, baby. I'm here. Take your tears and fears, turn them into fishnet stockings. Like the tree while I'm watching you drop them.
I'm rare.
Broke the mold, out soul. Still walking on golden bricks. I don't speak alien language, but my tongue like in it quick. These squares and rectangles forced to watch from the bitch. While I celebrate wins with the curviest chicks, murderous hips. Beyond centuries, hot as Mercury's belly. Harness the sun's energy, nothing Pluto can tell me. Pop pie in the sky, wide screen my eye. I'm aiming asteroids at Pluto's belly. I'm nuclear, baby. Look at you, my chemical romance. Now look at me, they said I had no chance. Now look at us, slow dancing, building trust. Let's come together and spontaneous combust. Now look at you, Halley's Comet in my skyline. You add angel dust to every one of my lines. Performing oral on Orion's belt, I'm rubbing on your behind. We fast forward just to press rewind. You should follow me, they calling me Montana the most. Say my pen stroke like Van Gogh's ghost. I float, take a toke of my boldest quotes. All you need to hit is the roach. And right away you would know that I'm a king, but rarely wear purple, it's too close to pink. Bet all black and all black like all the other colors stink. Diamonds for dimes with soft eyes, get a bar, baby. Here we dodge rockets, stoke
stars and go hard daily. Good soundtracks to cruise to, moon juice lofting, plenty room to groove to. You climax often, drew for arrogance. I don't really care which. This an honest upgrade, miss. You made a fair switch. You the match, I'm the arsenic. Let's make fire then. Legs pinned back, playing hamstrings like a violin. Eyes rolling as you exploding on my scrotum. I got you radiating like a supernova. Look at you, my chemical romance. Now look at me, they said I had no chance. Now look at us, slow dancing, building trust. Let's come together and spontaneous combust. Now look at you, Haley's Comet in my skyline. You add angel dust to every one of my lines. Performing oral on Orion's belt, I'm rubbing on your behind. We fast forward just to press rewind. I say your frame to your name code, eyes to your skin tone. Exquisite from your head to your big toe. You ain't too good for head up in the rental. Credit hella good, you hood though. Damn, we on a good roll. That old Coke bottle body, your profile like ISIS. Stimulated G with your mind and that ass is priceless. I'm kinda strong. After this, you might need Kaiser. Can't lie, I tasted a few peaches, but you the right bitch. I don't wanna be right if this is wrong. I take the first bite, here we get our vampire on. Them stilettos on, moans turn to falsetto tones. Never mind your inhibitions, we at home and both grown. We on, we on, we on, we on.
You the bomb,
you the bomb. I'ma light that ass on fire, take you higher than you could ever imagine in your mind. Don't even ever desire. I'm nuclear, baby.
Baby.
You nuclear girl, we so nuclear, baby. And when we explode, right away they know we nuclear, baby. We nuclear girl.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on GovCNN.com. Again, shout out to Dr. Strange. Enjoyed that conversation with him. This is the part where we come to that is our last word. And from some of the stuff that Star Saxon and I were talking about offline. My last word is shameful the way that people are acting. When you are a person of color today, it's being in the minority no matter what, even though the minority is added to the majority, it's still people feel emboldened by the person they got in the office today. So it's amazing how that works. So that's my last word. It's just shameful. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Yo, man, I co-signed all that shit you just said. But getting back to the lighter side of life, Jay, it's almost March, which means it's almost time for March Madness, which means it's really time for college basketball to start kicking into high gear. Everybody out there knows me, Star Saxon, a.k.a. Proud Bruin. So all y'all out there know my UCLA Bruins. It looked like they game-tested this season. They might be able to make a run. Central to the reason as to why we've been putting in work this year is one point guard Lonzo Ball. Jay, have you seen the boy play?
Yeah, boy, something nice. He's something nice.
Yeah, man. Dirty rumor is Magic Johnson got his eye on him to replace the snitch D'Angelo and get his ass out of there. But back to the college basketball scene. You may not notice, but there are three Ball brothers. Lonzo is at UCLA now. He got a younger brother that's supposed to show up like next year because Lonzo's supposed to be a one and done. Then they got a younger brother that's like 15 at like Chino Hills High School or something like that.
Yeah,
Jay, were you aware that the younger Ball brother, about a week and a half ago, dropped 92 points in a high school game?
I am aware of that. I also know that I believe the father, the Ball father.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Okay, so clearly, Lonzo Ball and his brothers got some game.
Right.
Now, behind every family of kids with game, there's typically a parent pushing them in that direction.
True.
For all
true.
That is good about it and all that is bad about it. All right, so coming out from behind the curtains a week and a half ago was Lonzo Ball's dad. I don't know the gentleman's name, but I know he is officially part of the show now. He went on record on live TV during a UCLA game and emphatically stated his son, Lonzo Ball, freshman point guard, UCLA, projected number one and number two pick in the NBA draft 2017, is without a doubt better than the Golden State Warriors, two-time MVP, all shot, no D, Steph the Chef Curry.
Right.
I'm like, hold up, man.
Who gave the dad a mic? Have you heard the audio on this?
No, I haven't heard the audio. I just saw the write up on it.
Jay, it's one half proud parent, one half Macho Man WWF interview getting ready for WrestleMania in the spring. I don't know what the fuck I was listening to. I thought the shit was fake, dude. But then, a couple days ago, they get the dad on TV at another UCLA game, and they ask him to go back towards that comment he made that his son is better than Steph Curry. And after having a chance to temper his thoughts and calm down off the elation that was that UCLA game, does he stand by those comments? The dad said, hell yeah! Oh, Jay, breaking news, Jay. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I'm watching this Syracuse and Duke game, and my man at a buzzer beater just under half court for the Syracuse Orangemen, because they're not the Orange Tomato, they're the Orangemen, just banked in a game-winning three-pointer to beat the Duke Blue Devils.
Love it. Love it.
He didn't call glass, though. He didn't call glass.
But he'll say he did. If you ask him in the post-game interview, he'll say he did.
The psychology of an athlete, man.
Exactly, exactly. But was that Paul Pierce, from the classic Paul Pierce quote? Did you call glass? I call game.
Oh, that's a double clutch over three dookies. He didn't call glass, though. he black Christian Leitner to him.
Oh, snap. So Star Saxon, we gonna leave with one of our favorite MCs, Judgment. It's Invasion of the Eye Snatchers. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Again, shout out to Doc Strange for stopping through. Tell a friend about dubcnn.com, and of course tell them about Microphone Masters here on dubcnn.com. Until next time, are you kidding?
Man, the pulse is too strong.
It's close encounters of the worst kind. Those that surpass the fourth kind. Snatch corneas for my third eye. Not a puppet master or a body snatcher. Cross paths, we might be a body stasher. Cause I got the patience, we've been waiting. Plotting, it's been a secret invasion. Eye sockets at the first space, we're invading. Invisible men sleeping, cells awaken. Predator cloaking devices, we're evasive. Symbiotic parasite, your body's spacious. And there's plenty of room for moving. Reading how to cook humans. The takeover is looming, you earthlings are losing. Terraform planets, 10 degrees colder. Laser cannon, death sentence is on my shoulder. We blow off your scully like Fox Mulder. Another X-File for the folder. War of the world is a pushover. Battlefield Los Angeles, I've handled it.
White bandages draped over my mouth. Black goggles, fedora pointed south. Tip my brim, I pick a lock to your house. Once I get in, I'll be sitting with your friends on the couch. And they won't even fucking know it. I drank my invisible potion before I broke it. Gotta catch a glimpse of my victims before I choke them. You know how I do. Put the chicken by your neck, motherfucker, your throat. Come back the next evening. Evening gowns bleeding. Gallons of blood with silhouettes of me leaving. Pillows get used as Buddha tools if you're sleeping. Nope, you're not dreaming. It's just another night terror. I bear the eye above my right palm. It's right there. The mirror on the wall sees no one's reflection. Just someone's body parts being digested. If you look close, you can watch them flow through my intestines.
The invasion of the eye snatchers. We're watching you. There's no stopping us.
So there's no stopping you.
You've been assimilated.
Now you're part of the crew.
You're one of us, cuz
we're just like you.
The invasion of the eye snatchers.
We're watching you.
There's no stopping us.
So there's no stopping you.
You've been assimilated.
Now you're part of the crew.
You're one of us, cuz
we're just like you.
We are having technical difficulties. Please stand by. We appreciate your patience.
Insatiable the urge, oh my god, he poked his eyes out. Never think straight in a blackout. Feeling on my fingers buried deep in your cornea. I wish memories, dreams were stored in the iris of your eyes. I tried to sew optic nerves to my daughter's dolls. Don't bitch out, it's just a body on the floor. Born from a devil, exile, alien. Ripe for the picking, killing, buried in a Buick. I robot, I play god, I crush your skull. Lights over Phoenix, pointed telescope north. Aurora Borealis, assimilate the globe. The human gnome Alaska, lay eyes on the devil.
blow up the world by hitching a lift to get there first.
You don't mind, do you?
What are you, Bailey?
I'm an alien sex fiend.
Oh, Christ!
Major sighting here.
On the 13th of March, weird happenings in the skies over Phoenix. And no one seems to be able to explain what it was.
Strange bright lights seen over the skies of Arizona gets a lot of people wondering what the heck.
Rumors circulate about a cosmic cover-up. The government might be hiding something.